Marriage. Why did God create it?
Answers with Ken Ham, host of the acclaimed film, The Genesis Solution.
You know, God tells us in Malachi why he created marriage. In the second chapter, we read, quote, that he might seek godly seed, end of quote. That's a reference to Genesis, when God told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply. And thus, one of the primary reasons for marriage is to produce godly offspring. But does just multiplying children guarantee a godly seed? Well, no, that's because we're all sinners in rebellion against God, and it takes a lot of hard work and prayer to produce godly offspring. Our God, though, gives us the recipe. Fathers are commanded over and over again to be the spiritual head of their family. We're told to obey the scriptures and learn how to teach children and to instill in them a Christian worldview. This leadership role was first set up in Genesis when God created the first marriage. But in today's world, the majority of fathers have abdicated their responsibility as their home spiritual leader, and we're seeing a new generation rebelling against the Lord. Oh, how fathers need to be the spiritual head of their house.
Indeed, our culture continues to decay as fathers and mothers don't bring up children in the Christian worldview. To find out how the creation evolution debate is playing into today's culture wars, read Ken Ham's eye-opening booklet. We'll send you 10 copies when you send us a gift of any size. Call us toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS.